Very few seats in the Oregon legislature changed party hands during Tuesday's election. In the Oregon House, Democrats appear to have maintained their 35-25 seat advantage. In the Oregon Senate, Republicans appear to have broken the Democrat supermajority by picking up one seat. That means Democrats in both chambers will need at least one Republican to cross the aisle if they want to raise taxes. That could factor into discussions over a possible transportation funding package, which will likely include a hike in the gas tax. But Salem correspondent Chris Lehman says that would likely have been the case anyway.
Democrats, if they had picked up a seat or two and had supermajorities in both chambers, they'd still have to really get buy-in from both parties, I think, to have something that would withstand a challenge at the ballot, for instance.
Salem correspondent Chris Lehman. Even though party control isn't shifting at the state capitol, there will be a lot of new faces. Nearly a quarter of Oregon House members decided not to seek re-election this year.